Monday morning, former New York Times executive editor Jill Abramson delivered the keynote address at Wake Forest University's 2014 graduation ceremony. She began by giving a shout-out to all parents and adults who nurtured, encouraged, and supported the more than 1,800 graduates. Then she turned her comments to those who have been dumped and referenced being fired by the New York Times.
Losing a job you love hurts. But the work I revere, journalism that holds powerful institutions and people accountable, is what makes our democracy so resilient. This is the work I will remain very much a part of.
Last Wednesday, New York Times publisher Arthur Sulzberger fired Abramson, claiming she misled him and chief executive Mark Thompson over the hiring of a new co-managing editor. But media reports say Abramson complained her salary was not equal to that of her predecessor. Many Wake Forest graduates agreed Abramson's experience is encouraging in the face of their own uncertainty.
My name is John Ho. It's really resonating with me about like bouncing back from failures, and she is a remarkably successful woman. You know, Tamara, despite what happened recently.
Paris Jarman. She's still resilient despite everything that's happened to her. So, and she's funny, saying she can joke about it now, so that's good.
Abramson told the audience she's gotten letters and calls of encouragement from her colleagues, friends, and family. She also emphasized human resilience, citing professional heroes New York Times reporter Nan Robertson and Washington Post publisher Katherine Graham.
They both face discrimination in a much tougher, more male-dominated newspaper industry. And they went on to win Pulitzer Prizes.
So what's next for Abramson?
I don't know. So I'm in exactly the same boat as many of you. And like you, I'm a little scared, but also excited.
In closing, she compared life to the unfinished business of knitting that can be picked up at any time and added to. So she urged graduates to get on with their knitting. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.